This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for April 7th. I'm Paul Plack. SAFE has told the FAA that airline safety is about competence, not just raw hours, and that requiring an ATP to fly Part 121 is not a good idea. The Coalition of Airline Pilots Associations says not only should an ATP be required for all airline pilots, it should be a minimum qualification for Part 135, too. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin regarding TKS anti-icing fluid. The agency says that under certain conditions, if it pools or becomes a mist, it can be flammable. The NTSB wants the FAA to standardize terms used in contact with outside agencies after a pilot who apparently survived a crash was left to die over a miscommunication. Administrators in St. Clair, Missouri, plan to hire an attorney with expertise in aviation law to start the process of closing their local airport. Evergreen International of Oregon is suing Boeing, saying it will lose $175 million in profits due to a breach in its contract to operate the Dreamlifter. Bloomberg reports that inquiries regarding Liberty Helicopter's commuter flights from New Jersey into Manhattan are picking up, and it's a sign the economy is about to do the same. The U.S. Air Force has begun conducting structural stress assessments on F-16s to assess the feasibility of continuing to fly them for another 10 years. And for the first time since women began flying in space 50 years ago, there are now four in space at the same time aboard the International Space Station. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, 2008 Instructor of the Year Max Trescott explains why that recent near miss over San Francisco between a Cessna and a Boeing 777 may not actually have broken any rules. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.